We are learning Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Hei Amabeis, and we are on the bottom of Lamed Hei Amabeis, two lines from the bottom. So it says in the Pasuk that when earlier on, when the Aaron was still in Shiloh, the Plishtim came to war against Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael made a big mistake. They took the Aaron out in order to fight to the Plishtim. The Plishtim were very scared, actually. But what happened is that it was a punishment to Klal Yisrael, and the Plishtim actually captured the Aron. And Lamaisa was by the Plishtim for a nice few months, maybe up to 7 months, and they suffered terribly. And they knew they had to send it back. So they sent it back, it's a whole Maisa, they sent it back on these oxen that walked by themselves. And they passed by an area called Beis Shemesh. Passed by an area of Eden that was called Beis Shemesh. And it says over there in the Pasuk that and Ba'anche Beis Shemesh got a hit. They got an oinish. Kiro Ba'arayin Hashem. They saw the Arayin Hashem. Vayach Ba'om Shiv Mish Chamishim Elef Ish Vayisav Lo Om Kihika Hashem Ba'om Maka Gedayla. That says in the Pasuk. They saw the Arayin on the way back from the Plishtim. And the Eden from Beit Shemesh. And they died. A lot of them died. So what's going on? What's the problem? Rav Avol Rav Loza. Chad Oimer. What it means is, in Stamsi, and what it means is Koitshim Mishtachavim, which means they were mavatal from the malacha. They looked at it while they were working, and they bowed down to it. They shook the head at the Aron, and they kept on working. That was the time. They should just stop what they're doing and give cover to the Aron until it passes by. But here, Vero Aron means that they looked at the Aron, but they're up a Zion. They just looked a second, and they went back to work. They actually said something connected to Aaron. What did they say in Tapalamet Hayam Beis? They said, "Man Amarach de Marius, or Man Osa Aloch de Faisis." They said, "Who got you angry when you were angry at us and you let the Plishtim capture you? And now, who made you feel better?" Because this was like they were saying they're making fun a little bit of the Aaron, and because of that, they got a terrible oinish. What was the oinish? Vayach ba'am shiv mish chamishim elefish. So the pasuk is a little hard to read. Hashem gave oinish to 70, killed 70 people and 50,000 people. Which one? 70, 50,000. Rav Avol, Rav Loza. Chad Amar was shiv mish hayu, was 70 people got killed, but every one of these people were like the gedolei hadar. Each one of these people who died were like in value they were like 50,000 people. 50,000 people died. Everyone was like 70 of the Sanhedrin. Either way, big Gedolim got killed in that story of Beis Shemesh. Vayihi, now this is going back to the Psukim with David HaMelech. This is later on, after the story of Uzzah, and they finally now bringing the Aron again the second time. And it says this time they broke Kabbonis after every few steps. Vayihi ki tzadu noisei Aron Hashem shisha tzadim, took 6 steps, they were carrying the Aron. This is the second time they brought the Aron now. They carried it this time. So it says they walked 6 steps. V'yizbach shar mari, they brought kabbonis, a shar mari, 2 kabbonis. V'chsiv, it says a different pasuk. This pasuk is different. Yom shiva parma shiva elim, 7 parma 7 elim. So make up your mind. Is it 101 or 7 and 7? Amar pa bar Shmuel, I'll call psi or psi every step a shar mari. I'll call shesh psi or shiva parma shiva elim. Amalei, so a lot of kabbonis. Amalei of chistam kain, malei sklarit shal bamis. If you do this, then every single step in her soul will be a carbon, because every step brought a carbon. So every place will be a bamas. So that's shver. It's afraid to achreinim. Maybe every step of the way was a bama. What's the problem? So Rabbi Yashiv says in the Aras, he says sounds like this, that when you bring a bama somewhere, there's a kedusha of that makom forever. And the halacha is, like, if there's makom shemispal, you have to wait a little time until someone is matal meraglayim there. So if that was a place of Obama, it would be also to be matal meraglayim in every place there at Shul, because maybe that was a place where one of the bombers were. So there can't be. El Rav Chisda, I call sheish b'sheish psia is shamri. Every 6 steps, they brought shamri, 2 kabbonis. I call shisha shadarim b'sheish psia is. For every 6 sets of 6, they brought shiva parim shiva elim. So, and how do we know every 6 sets of 6 steps? That's a svar already. A svar is that that's when they brought the 7 parim, 7 elim. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk.
How does it help?
It helps is, no, it's only every 6 steps. Right, if it's 1 and 6, it's not as bad. 1 and 6 is much less. One pasuk says that they reached Goyren Kidoin, And another pasuk, that's Divrei Yamim. And Shmuel says, V'yaviyad goyrin nachoin. So what is it? Kidoin and nachoin. So on Rav Yechonon, v'tchila kidoin. By the beginning, when the Aron came the first time, it was a kidoin. It was like a sword. It was like a spear that killed Uzzah. Well, b'saif, after there were 6 months, or 6 months or 3 months, b'beis oived ha'edoin, so then it became nachoin. Because after the story happened, they left the Aron in the house of Oved Edom, of Shav, was 3 months or 6 months, Rashi Gerz was 6 months, they were there. And it says in the passage there, Vayavarach Hashem, as Oved Edom, they benched him with unbelievable things. It says they all had a lot of children, that Shisha Bekeres Echad, that six children at a time. And there was all the daughters and all the daughter-in-laws all had a bunch of children. And so it started off as a kidon. The Aron started off as a little bit of a klala, a reymach, and ended off being nachoin, that it was an unbelievable bracha for the person who had the Aron in his place. Ad kan, we went back, now into Uzzah, because we mentioned with the Aron, now going back to the Yarden. We're back in the Yarden. Nimses ata oimer, shloisha mine avonim hayu. There were three sets of stones. One of them that we never talked about is the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu put up out of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Moav, on the east side of the Yarden, the other side. Shenema ba'eva Yarden ba'eretz Moav hoil Moshe ba'er es ha'Torah hazois lemar. And how do we know that he put up the rocks? It says later on regarding the Har Evel, it says there, the Chasafla is called the Torah Azois, and it says the end of that Pasuk, Be'er Hetev. So we darshan, just like Vasya Be'er, just like over there with stones. Here also, Moshe Rabbeinu put up stones. So number one is, Moshe put up stones in Eretz Moav. Number two, Ve'echad Hekim Yeshua V'Soicha Yarden. The next set of stones is the ones that Yeshua placed inside the Yarden and left them there. Shenema v'shteim esrei avonim hekim Yeshua v'seich ha'Yarden. The ones he left in the Yarden was actually on the eastern banks of the Yarden, not in the Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden, also the Yarden. That's where he left the stones, and that was a simon, a zecher to the nes of the splitting of the Yarden. And the third set of stones, v'echach hekim begilgal. The third set of stones they brought from the Yarden. They brought it to Har Evel, and they took it apart and they left it in a Gilgal. Shenema v'shteim esrei avonim eila asher lochu min hayarden hekim yeshuva v'Gilgal. They put that up in Gilgal, and we'll see. They first put them up in Har Evel, and they folded it up and took it to Gilgal. Tana rabbanan keitzat kosvu yisrael satayra. How they write the Torah on the avonim? Remember, it says in the pasuk, "V'chosafta al ha'avonim." It's called Divrei Torah Zois Be'er Hetev. It says in the pasuk that they wrote on the avonim. That's whole Divrei Torah Be'er Hetev, which means pashtus in 70 languages. But it also says that they put plaster over the avonim. And the shail is, what was first? That would be a machlokes in our Gemara. Zok to Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kei Tekosu Shal Torah, Rabbi Doi Mal, Gabi Avonim Kasu, the Rora Gabi Avonim Shnemel, Chesav Tal Avonim, is called the Rea Torah Zois. Va'ach HaKach, Sodo Oysom B'Sid. Afterwards, they put plaster over it, they covered it with Sid, they covered it with plaster. That means, they first wrote the Torah, and they covered it with plaster. Amalei Rav Shimon, L'Varecha, Heich Lom Du'um Oysom Yisrael Torah. The whole point of writing in 70 languages was, Rav Shimon said, so the Umois, the nations, should be able to learn the Torah. And therefore, they won't have an excuse and say, oh, if we would have had a Torah, it would have been much better. So therefore, they wrote the Torah on this. But if you cover it with plaster, so then how are they going to learn the Torah? Amaloi, Bina Yisera Nosav Hem HaKarish Baruch Hu. HaKarish Baruch Hu gave them special knowledge. V'shigru Noitirin Shlehem. And they sent their Seifrim, the Kilfu as Asid. They peeled off carefully, they peeled off the plaster. V'si'ua. And they copied it over on parchment, and that's how they knew what the Torah says in the Torah. Valdova ze nischatem gzardinam lever shachas, and because of this, they had a gzardin to go to Gehenna. So they should have learned, and they learned. They had a way to learn the Torah. They had a way to get it off the stones to see the Torah. They didn't learn. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shid. Rabbi Shimon Eimer agabe sid kosvua. They wrote it on top of the sid, and they wrote the whole Torah kula according to Rashi. They wrote the whole Torah kula on the stones. Because on the mata, and on the bottom in bold letters, they wrote this pasuk. This pasuk, Leman asher lo yilamdu eschem lasos bechol tayavos asher osu lelehem vechatosim lashem lekechem. That's the rule on the bottom of this, that you should not marry into the umois with the shiva umois. Why? Because they're going to teach you to do the wrong thing. If they would do tshuva, you can mekabel them. Rashi explains that what we're referring to over here is the shiva umos that are found out of Eretz Yisrael. The shiva umos that are found in Eretz Yisrael, even if they do tshuva, Rashi says, you cannot be mekabel them. You can't be mekabel them. But the shiva umos that are found out of Eretz Yisrael, that they live out of Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiyuv of the zchayik kol neshama. If they do tshuva, you could accept them as gerim. The only reason you can't is because they shouldn't teach you to do the wrong thing. But if they do tshuva, you can accept them. That's Rav Shimon's shita. And Rehuda argues on that. Rehuda holds the shiva umos, wherever they are, lo yisachai kol neshama. That's how Rashi learns the sugi here. B'chogis Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda, if there's lo yisachai kol neshama on the shiva umos that are found out of Eretz Yisrael. So there's two machlokes in Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. One machlokes is where they wrote the Torah. They write the Torah on the Avonim, and then they covered it with Sid, or they wrote it on top of the Sid. Machlokes number two is, if they allow to accept gerim from the shiva umos, from the seven nations that reside in Eretz Yisrael, if they're found out of Eretz Yisrael, could you accept the gerim? Omer Rav Rashi, my time to Rav Shimon, the chsiv, v'hoyu am misvoy Sid. Al iskei Sid, Amim will get Gehenim. Why? Because Al iskei Sid, they didn't learn the Torah that was written on top of the Sid. Rav Yehuda, ki Sid, Masid Eilat Tekana, Al Shreif, Avos, and Vekuzma Eilat Tekana. We're just comparing them to plaster. It's like a plaster. The only way to use it is by burning it. Also, these Goyim, Eilat Tekana, Al Shreif. Keman Ozlo, who is the following Brisa like? Hod the Tanya, it says in the Brisa, Kiseitzi Lamacham Alevecha. And we know it's talking about Mechemes Hashos. The difference between Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Shos is, Mechemes Mitzvah is when you fight in Eretz Yisrael to capture Eretz Yisrael. That's called Mechemes Mitzvah. And there's something called Mechemes Shos, which is not a Mechemes Mitzvah. Kiseitze is mashma when you're leaving and you're going outside Eretz Yisrael. Mechemes Shos. It says, V'shavisa shevyot is the Isha shefas tayar. You capture someone, a goy, and l'rabois, Kananim shevchutz la'aretz. This means marba, they even allowed to marry Kananim shevchutz la'aretz, even though they're Kananim, but they're chutz la'aretz. Shemchoizim mechuv mekam moisa, mechoizim mekam moisa. Who's that like? Keman, that's like Rav Shimon. Like we said, Rav Yehuda argues that you cannot, there's bechlal lo yisachai kol neshamas, even the shevumas that found out of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, this brisa that says, even Kananim shevchutz la'aretz, you can mekam lo mezgerim, is going according to Rav Shimon and not according to Rav Yehuda. Now, Tosis asks that we know that Rachav was accepted as a Geiris. Al Kedekach, it says that Yeshua married Rachav. So the Chayra, Rachav was a Kanani. So what is Pshat? That's Tosis Kash, the different Maskel Rabbis, printed in the left, I'm Hema based. Hema, Hech Keblu the Rachav, Shrehirs of a Kanan Shavasaycha. She was a Kanan from inside Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Tosis answers that Apia Dibur, if before they started the Mechama, you allowed the Mekabal the Geirim. The only time you weren't allowed to have a game was only after they started Mechama. Rachav was accepted before they started Mechama. That's one Taisvis. Taislam above discusses that we know the Eish Shifas Taya was Dibra Kneged Yetzahara. We will mat the certain Isurim for the Eish Shifas Taya. So, Shavni Kedushin or not, it was written Kneged the Yetzahara. So maybe they will matter also the Shiva Amim. So Taisa says, no, the whole heter fast Torah is only by Mechemes Yoshus. Why? Because there was no heter for the Shiva Amim, and therefore, this Brisa has to be Davka, like Rav Shimon, who was Matir to Mekabel Gerim from the Shiva Amim. So comes out for Rashi, Alok Lamaisi, now Mekabel Gerim from the Shiva Umis, living in Eretz Yisrael, only from out of Eretz Yisrael. There are Rishonim arguing that, and this is a very big sugya, when I get into right now, but that's Rashi Shita in the sugya.